Today's daf is Sanhedrin Nun. I'm going to just go back to yesterday and organize from the beginning of Mem Tet Amud Bet, the flow of the Gemara. So we started with the Mishnah. Mem Tet Amud Bet, Arba Mitot Nimsiru LeBeit Din. First of all, I saw some interesting interpretations. Why Dafka doesn't use the language Nimsiru LeBeit Din? Okay, so I saw two answers. The Yerushalmi gives, I think maybe the Yerushalmi gave both, or the Yerushalmi gives one, which is that the Beit Din can use these four mitot, but a king is not allowed to. And another thing I saw was that there's another halacha we're going to get to, also in Sanhedrin, this concept of kinayim pogim bo, like Pinchas, for example. He saw a situation, and he went ahead and just took the law into his own hands and killed Zimri and Cosby. So there we see another case, and halachically there's a concept called kinayim pogim bo, that if you see something and you have to immediately deal with it, you're allowed to kill someone. Again, in that case, you're not allowed to use the arba mito beit din. Generally, I think in both those cases, it would just be saif, or like killing by sword, I think. Anyway, that's one thing I saw. Okay, so we have this order. Skila shreifa herek chenek, Rabbi Shimon says, shreifa skila chenek veherek. And then Rava said in the name of Rav Schora and the name of Rav Huna, that anytime it says a minyan, it means emugdam u'muchar, except for this one case of shiva sammanim. Then we had a number of questions. What about the arba mito beit din? And Rava says, oh, I don't view that as an exception, because there the machloket is explained, meaning it's quite obvious that that's the case, that the order is important. The second one was yoma. What about the order in yoma where it is important? And it's ma'akev, meaning if you don't do the order in the right way, the korbanot don't, you know, it's not, you don't get kapara properly. So Rava said there, and I feel like I didn't explain this well enough yesterday, I'm going to explain it better today. Rava says that's just a, or I don't know, it's not exactly Rava, but the Gemara answers for Rava, who said in the name of Schor, who said in the name of Huna, he didn't include that case because there it's a chumra ba'alma. Now, what does it mean it's chumra ba'alma? Generally, we say chumra ba'alma means it's just a chumra, it's okay if you don't do it. In this case, though, the order is ma'akev. So what does it mean? It means that the Torah didn't give significance to the hierarchical order, as if there's an important significance to do the par and the seir, and it has to be done in this order, and the sprinklings of the blood, and all that. There wasn't a particular reason. For example, with the sammanim, in terms of getting out the blood, it's important the order. In terms of yoma, it's not important the order. What's important is that the Torah decided to give it almost like an arbitrary order. The Torah made a chumrah that there has to be an order, but it's not that the order is per se important in and of itself. It's only important because the Torah was machmir to give us an order. So it is ma'akev, because the Torah was machmir in this case. It's not like a typical chumrah where it's chumrah derabanan or something. But here the Torah was machmir, but it's not because the order is significant, and therefore that wasn't included in the list. Okay, then we had about what about the korban tamid. And Rava said that's, or again, the response is, that's the mitzvah ba'alma, and it's not ma'akev. If you don't do the whole order, passing the different parts of the body of the animal and putting them on the mizbeach, etc., in that exact order, it will work anyway. Then we ended with this mitzvah chalitza. So now the Gemara is going to say, let's start from, let's just review this outside first. Then it says about a little past midway, ul'afuke mi mitzvah chalitza. Lafuke here, I got a little sidetracked yesterday and I didn't explain it right. Lafuke here means that when he said, Kol makom shashanu chachamim derech minyan ein mugdam u'muchar, the Gemara is now saying, well, what case were you trying to say there's ein mugdam u'muchar? He said like this. Any place it says a minyan, there's no mukdam u'muchar except for the sammanim. So now they want to know, well, what are the cases where the order doesn't matter? So now they're going to list two cases. There obviously could be more, but for whatever reason, they chose these two cases. So one is chalitza, where the order of chalitza doesn't matter how you do the order of events, right? Even though it says in the Torah, she's supposed to say this, he's supposed to say that, then she spits, then, right? But the order doesn't matter, and that's where we ended yesterday. We saw this brayta even that supported it. Bein shikdim chalitza l'rikika, whether you take off the shoe and then spit, or rikika l'chalitza, or you spit and then do chalitza, masha sasoy. Okay? It doesn't matter. So when they said la'afuke here, usually la'afuke means, it's used in a very different way generally. La'afuke means they disagree with someone else. But here it doesn't mean he disagrees with someone else. It means, what cases was he trying to show the order doesn't matter? Because the sammanim it does, and all the others it doesn't. Which case is chalitza? And the second one is ulafuke mehaditnan kohen gadol meshamesh b'shmona kelim v'hedyot ba'arba'ah. the Kohen Gadol uses 8 begadim, 8 different pieces of articles of clothing, and the Hedyot, a regular Kohen, uses 4. So what are they? Bikchonet b'michnasayim b'mitznefet b'avnet. Those are the 4 of the Hedyot. Mosif alehen Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol adds another 4. Choshen ephod me'il v'tzitz. Vitanya, and there's a brayta on this Mishnah that says, Minayin shelo yehe davar kodem lemichnasayim, shenemar, how do you know that the michnasayim have to go first? Because it says, u'michnasei bad yihiyu al basaro. Okay, because it says, the bad, michnasei bad should be on his basar, meaning those go first and other things go after. Vitana, my time ma'achtame l'ktonet. So now here we see the order is not significant, because when it said the hedyot, what does it say? The ktonet, the michnasayim, the mitznefet, and the avnet. So why does it say the ketonet first, if really the michnasayim is supposed to be first? Already now we see that the order is not correct here in terms of the order in which you put it on. So why is the ketonet first? Mishum de'akteme kra, because the pasuk put the ketonet first, so the Mishnah ordered the list like the pasuk. Okay, well that didn't help us so much, because kra mai taima akteme, so well, why did the pasuk put it first, if really the michnasayim were supposed to go on first? Mishum de michsia kula gufe adifale. The ketonet is a robe that covered his entire body, and therefore they started with something that covers everything, and then they went to the michnasayim, which is partial, and then the mitznefet, and then the avnet. Right? Those are all smaller, almost like it goes in size order. Okay. So on the one hand, it seems a little petty. First of all, it's not an argument. It's a. But in a sense, I think what they're really getting at is how do we view the way people ordered things, the way the Torah is written, the way the Mishnah is written. Often the Mishnah changes from the Torah. Like here, it particularly kept the order. Often the Mishnah is looking from a very different perspective of the Torah and saying, okay, I'm looking at the practical person, let's give it in a practical way. And, you know, and then sometimes it's ordered in a particular way to show it has to be this way, and sometimes it's ordered that it doesn't have to be that way. And what they're grappling with is, how are we supposed to know, right? Like, the Seder Chalitza, it seems like, well, it pretty much has an order. It has to go that way. So this Gemara is really dealing with, how do we know which things the order is important and which things we don't? It doesn't exactly give you a great answer. I mean, it does say only the Sam Manim and nothing else really the order matters. But again, what does it mean the order doesn't matter? Like, in Yoma, the order does matter. It's just that, again, the order is not significant per se. It's just that the Torah made the order significant. So it's getting at important things. It's a little tedious.
So many other things.
Yes, there's many other things. Why they chose these particular things and not other things is a good question. Because, right, there's so many things that the order is important. Or, right. So it's good debate. Okay. Now we're going to get to, if you want to talk about tedious, we're now going to get to Skila Chamuram Bistrefa. We're going to go through. I started charting about it. I didn't finish the whole chart. But we're going to go through what's... This is the first chart is basically the basics, which are going to come up throughout the sugya, which is what makes each mitah has a certain something chamor about it. Okay? There's going to be two levels to the chumrah. One is what's chamor about it, and the other is what makes that so chamor. Why do you view that as so chamor? And then the next, what we're going to do is, and it's going to come up throughout the discussion, that first chart, is we're going to basically say, how do we know that, according to Tanna Kamma, that skila is more chamor from Sreifa, and skila is more chamor from Saif, and skila is more chamor from Chenek. And then how do we know that Sreifa is more chamor than Saif and Chenek? And then how do we know that Saif is more chamor than Chenek? And then we're going to do the whole thing according to Rabbi Shimon. And we're going to see that there's one underlying machloket, which affects, I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg, but one basic thing they disagree about, which somewhat is going to affect part of these arguments, why Rabbi Shimon and Tanna Kamma are going to go in different directions. Okay, skila sreifa v'chulei. So skila chamura misreifa, shekein nitna lemegadefa lo'ved avodat lilin. Okay, these seem to be the most severe. Someone who curses God or worships avodah zarah, that's pretty much up there. Those people get skila. So therefore, they're the most chamur. So now the Gemara says, my chumor, what's so chamor about that? Shekein poshet yado b'ikar, right? That's the basis, the fundamentals of our religion, and he's basically going against that. So then they say, wait a minute though. Adraba, shreifa chamura, shekein nitna lebat kohen shezimta. But what do you mean? Shreifa is given to the bat kohen, who goes to znut, right? Me and Aviva always have this bond over this bat kohen thing. It was given to the bat kohen shezimta. And what's the chumrah? This is the disturbing part of today's sugya. Shekem mechalelet et aviha. She's right? It's not so much that she goes and does new, but it's what it does to her family, right? There's this concept of, which we've seen before, and it's going to come up today a lot, which is what the chiluv for the family is devastating. And therefore, she gets Sreifa. So Sreifa should be viewed, now, to think that this is up there with Avodah Zarah is interesting, right? It's, now, we do know we have Shvichut Amim, Gilui Arayot, and Avodah Zarah as the three top Averot, right? Yehareg Val Yavor. We'll get to that Sugya in Sanhedrin in a little while. Okay, so now what do they answer? Here's Rabbanan's proof. Kasavre Rabbanan, now remember, this is where he and Rabbi Shimon disagree, because Rabbi Shimon actually thinks it's Shreifas Chamura. So this answer we're going to have now is only Tanakama's opinion. But Rabbi Shimon's going to disagree with this whole thing. But right now we'll learn it according to Tanakama. Kasavre Rabbanan, Nisua Yotzeit L'Shreifa V'lo Arusa. Okay, what does this mean? We need a little background. Okay, the last chart on the page, a regular woman who sleeps with somebody else in Eshet Ish, what does she get? The no'ef and no'efet, they get chenek. Okay? If she's an ara murasa, though, right, what does she get? Skila. Remember, we saw that. The hotziu oto, right? And they get skila. So what does that show? That in arusa, it's a much more chamor din than in nisua. Now, it doesn't talk in the Gemara about why this is, but you can see, because skila is definitely more chamor than chenek. And we're going to say the arusa gets a more chamor punishment. And why is that? Because once she's married, it goes back to the father again. She's no longer as connected to the family as she was before she was married. Mm-hmm. So when she's in arusa, it's a huge embarrassment to the family. Whereas it's less of an embarrassment to the family once she's already married. It's still an embarrassment to the family, but not as much as it was before. So therefore, what is they going to say here? Rabbanan hold that a nesua yotzeit l'shreifa, so who gets shreifa? The bat kohen she's in town, and when it talks about a bat kohen gets shreifa, it doesn't say if she's married or engaged. But what did Tanakama assume, and this is where Rabbi Shimon was going to disagree with him, that if, right, his whole thing is that skila is more chamor. So he thinks, right, if you're a bat kohen and you're an arusa, but you're going to get a less severe, you're going to get shreifa? No, it must mean that she gets shreifa if she's married, but she gets skila if she's arusa, in which case, when she's arusa, she has the same halacha as a regular nara arusa, which, I mean, she can't get any more severe than that because that's the highest. So, kasavre rabbanan, let's read it inside, nisua yotzeit l'shreifa v'lo arusa. Right, a nisua gets shreifa. Yotza means she was different from regular women in that she gets shreifa only though if she's married, but not an arusa. An arusa is going to be the same as everybody else. So when it comes to, right, she's going to go from, instead of chenek, she gets shreifa if she's married, but if she's engaged, she gets skila. Umida'av kerachmana la'arusa b'skila, and because the Torah gave the arusa skila, and not shreifa, right now this bat kohen, shma mina skila chamura. So then you can infer that skila is chamura. Okay? Again, it's sort of which came first, the chicken or the egg. I assume he was influenced by the fact that he saw a skila being chamor to then say that she must get skila because it can't be she gets a lesser punishment than a regular person. Again, Rabbi Shimon's going to have a different shita. He's going to say that she gets shreifa all along because shreifa is the most chamor, and whether she's arusa or whether she's nesua, she gets shreifa. And the next level down is the skila, which is the regular nara amurasa. So that's how he proves that skila is chamor and shreifa. Skila chamura misayif sheken nitna lemegadef over avodah kochavim umay chumra kidamaran. Right, what's the chumra of the megadef and the over avodah zarah? That's what we said. He's pashat yado beikar. But now they say, wait a minute. But adraba saif chamur saif also has its own chumra. What's its chumra? Sheken nitan laanshei yirhanidachat. If a whole city goes and worships avodah zarah, well, that's also quite serious. And what do they all get? They get saif. Umay chumra, and what's so chamor about that din? Shekem mamono aved. Remember, all of his rechush also gets destroyed, whereas a regular aved avodah zarah, we don't destroy all of his rechush, but a city who all worship avodah zarah, all their property gets destroyed. So now they say, wait a minute. Still, sayif is going to be less chamor than skila. How do we know this? Amart, eze koach merubeh. Which is worse? Koach hamidiach or koach hanidach? The one who caused people to worship Avodah Zarah, or the ones who actually worshiped Avodah Zarah? Heve Omer, Koach HaMidiach. It's obvious that the one who was Mesit, right, who pulled others away to worship Avodah Zarah, is going to be worse. Vitanya, Madichei ir hanidachat beskila. And there's a braita that says, doesn't say this in the Torah, but the braita says, at least as far as I know, it doesn't say it anywhere. The braita says that the Madichei ir hanidachat get, those who turn the city away get skila. So now what do you see? The skila is obviously more chamor because the mediach is more chamor than the nidach. So skila, next one, skila chamura michenek. Again, we're going to start with the same thing. Shekein nitan lemigadef lo veir avodat kochavim. Umay chumra kida amaran. And what's so severe about that? We already said. Pashat gedo biikar. Okay. Adraba, chenek chamor. But wait a minute. Chenek is worse. Shekein nitan lemakeh aviv v'imo. Someone who hits their parents gets chenek, and that's pretty serious. How do we know it's so serious? My chumra, what's so serious about that? Shekein hu kash kvodan likvod amakom. We say that, right, not respecting your parents is like not respecting God. So makeh v'imo is just as severe as someone who curses God. Mida, or right now, again, you could say, well, their kavod is like the kavod of Hashem, but the kavod of Hashem is obviously more. But, okay, now they're going to say it's like the kavod of Hashem. So now, again, what do they answer? Going back to the Bakalein Shezimtan, the difference between the Arusa and the, actually, no, we're not going to talk about the Bakalein, just the Bat Yisrael. Remember what happened to the Bat Yisrael? Again, working on this assumption that it's worse when you're an Arusa. So the Arusa got Skila, and the married woman got Chenek. So that's going to be our proof. Midaavke rachmana la rusa bat Yisrael michlal nisua bat Yisrael michenek l'skila. Since the Torah specifically said, if you're engaged, you're going to have a worse punishment, and that's going to be skila. Again, the working assumption is always that the arusa is worse. Even though it's odd that Mary doesn't really explain this to you why this is, but again, we said because she's michalel her father's house more so. So since the arusa bat Yisrael is different from the nisua. And the Nesu'ah got chenek, and the Arusa, which is more severe, got skila, shma mina skila chamura. So there we've now proven why skila is more chamur from Sreifa, Saif, and chenek. Next section, Sreifa. Sreifa chamura mi Saif. So now again, we're not going to have to deal with skila anymore, because now we're just comparing Sreifa to everything it's more chamur to, more chamur from. Sreifa chamura mi Saif, shekein nitna lebat kohen shezinta. Umay chumra, we're going to have a lot of repetition here. Right, again, we're going to say, what's our chumra? Because the Bat Kohen that went and slept with someone else gets, again, remember, you have to remember, the Gemara is even going to question this, but a Bat Kohen, she's in tower, obviously talking about she's either married or engaged. If she's single, it's not going to be the same. A Bat Kohen, she's in tower, umay chumra, shekei mechalelet et aviha. Right, that's what's so severe about what she did, that she disgraces her father's house. But adraba, you could say, we're going to have the exact same mahalach. Saif is chamor shekein nitan lanshei ir hanidachat. Right? Umay chumra shekein mamono aved. These mantras keep repeating themselves. So, why don't you say that saif is more chamor because it was given to the people who all worshipped Avodah Zarah. And that sounds could be more chamor than the bat kohen shezinta. So now they say, we're going to learn this out from Gzeirah Shavah. Ne'amar avia biskila v'ne'amar avia bisreifa. Okay, this is where is it? Siva Tanara El Petach Beit Aviha. Okay, and it's really Kiastan of Alabi Israel. It says that she gets skila. Why? Kiastan of Alabi Israel Liznot Beit Aviha. Okay, she disgraced the house of her father. And what does it say by Bat Ish Kohen? Ki techel liznot et aviha hi mechalele ba'ish yisareif. By the way, it's important to note that this whole concept of disgracing the father's the house is in the Torah. It's not that the rabbis talked about this. That's what it says in the Torah. That's what's so chamor. So now, because both of them talk about disgracing the father, we're going to say, Ne'amar avia b'skila, v'ne'amar avia b'sreifa, ma avia hamura b'skila, skila chamura misayif, af avia hamura b'sreifa, sreifa chamura misayif. We're going to learn from this Gzeirah Shavah that since she disgraced her father's family, and in skila that was clearly more severe than saif, then also in sreifa we're going to say it's more chamor than saif. Okay, I'm just reminding you, Saif is cherev, it's a sword. Okay, for those who don't remember, it's killing by sword. Again, we're going to get to all the details of how they did the mito soon.
It's the same as hereg.
It's the same as hereg, yes. There's all different terminology, yes. Isn't they use hereg, Saif.
Beheading?
Is it beheading? Do they actually, I'm not, they do it by they behead, I don't remember. Well, I'm pretty sure, I mean, I remember the Mishnayot describing all the deaths.
That's what they call it,
beheading. Okay. So beheading.
Do they mean like the amount of
What does it
mean? Yafeh. Okay, so I wanted to discuss this. What's the relevance of the order? I forgot. When I went back to the Mishnah, I wanted to say this. Thank you for reminding me. What's the relevance of giving an order to the mitot in terms of how severe they are? What does it matter? So there's two important nafkaminas. One is, we learned this halacha of kim lebe derav amine. What does that mean? If you do a bunch of averot, right, and you're responsible for a bunch of things, now it has to be, we've seen before, one act that you do a bunch of things that you're chayav for, right? Let's say you kill someone on Shabbat. So if you kill, you're chayav hareg. If you are over on a malacha on Shabbat, then you're chayav skila. So now, which mita are you going to get? So it's always kimle b'derab amine, the more severe. So we have to know which mita are you going to get. That's one reason. There's a Mishnah that talks about this. You're going to think it's a bit of a strange case. But after learning Daf Yomi for a while, none of these cases seem strange anymore. A bunch of chayve mito get mixed up together, and we don't know anymore who's chayav what mita. Now in that case, what are we going to say? Let's say we have a skila and a hereg and a chenek and a strefa.
You go
right?
With the most severe.
So you actually, since it's a fake, you go with the least severe. Yeah, so when it's kim le b'derab amine, you're going to go by the most severe. When you have a bunch of chayve mitot that got mixed up together and you don't know who's who, you get the less severe. Mm-hmm. So those are two nafkaminas as to why the order is significant.
Are some of them considered more painful than others? Is that part of the thing?
I assume severe is maybe more painful. I assume. But, I mean, look, in all of them, there's this concept of, we saw, bror lo mitayafa, and try to do it as quickly and least painfully as possible, but I assume that some are more painful than others, and that's why they're considered more severe. Right, which isn't mentioned here in terms of the, you know, nobody gives an argument, well, that's going to be more painful than that.
I feel like it's they're using like skila, to like hitting you with stones, like it's not
right. Well, remember, skila, they threw them, and then they put a stone on them. Now, it could be that it would take two shlavim, which is also more severe. Strefa's not burning. They pour hot lead. They pour this hot lead down your throat. It's burning. We'll get to the... Right? I always struggled with teaching when I taught younger girls. Like, should I teach them Sanhedrin? The Mishnayot are so graphic and unpleasant. You know, you don't want to start getting into... I've taught parts of it, but not necessarily those parts, because they're quite graphic. Okay. But here, it's a purely Torah-centered arguing, or, you know, what's the... Even though it's very possible that what was... Because you could see that this whole mahalach is one of those... They knew the answers. They weren't... They knew what was more chamor, and they were just trying to argue out in all different directions. It's not that there's any real... arguing going on here, and it's not like there's any real havamina that they really were more severe. They're just trying to kind of teach it all out, but probably what was underlying it was how painful the mito were, right? Often there's things underlying it that they don't discuss straight out, but that's probably underlying. So now we're up to...
But there's two factors.
Yeah.
Not just how painful it is, but how long it takes for the person to have
right.
done.
Right, how long it takes, exactly. That's why the skila has two stages, of which, you know, or could potentially have two stages if you didn't die the first way. It even has three possible, although they did say that it never really happened, that kola'am ba'u, right? It was one aid through, one aid put the stone on, and usually the person was dead at that point. Okay. So now... I lost where we're up to. Strefa chamor misai, if we did. I think we're up to there, right? Mm-hmm. So now, chenek, sorry. Strefa chamor misai. Strefa chamor mi-chenek. Okay, so now we're going to do the next one. Strefa is more chamor from chenek. Shekein nitna lebakohen shezinta. Again, right, because it goes to the bakohen. Umay chumra kedamara, right? What's the chumra mechalel beit avia? Adraba, chenek chamor, shekein nitan lemakav yivimo. Why don't you say the chenek's more severe because it was given to those who hit their parents? Umay chumra, shekein ukash kvodan lechvon makom. Right now, here it's a good argument because to be mechalel your father's house is not the same as being mechalel your God, right? And if you're pogeh bekvodan shel horim, it's also pogeh bekvodan shel makom. So what are the answer? Mida afke rachmana. Again, we're back to this, right? Mida afke rachmana l'nesua bak kohen. Right, since the nesua bak kohen is a different halacha, michlal. Right, remember, we're trying to compare chenek to strefa, and the regular bat Yisrael gets chenek, and the bat kohen gets strefa. So obviously, she's more. It's more chamor. That's an obvious proof. So midaavke rachmana lenesua bakohen mishotzi, right? The Torah took her out of the klal. Michlal nesua ba Israel, from the regular ba Israel. Michenek lesreifa shmamina sreifa chamura. So obviously sreifa is more chamura. Okay, now we're left with Sayef and Chenek. So Sayef Chamur Michenek, Shekein Nitan Lanshean Yernidachat. Right, that's what the people who all worship Avodah Zarah, they get Sayef, so therefore it must be more Chamur from Chenek. Umay Chumra, Shekein Mamonam Aved. Adrababa, you might say the opposite. Chenek Chamur, Shekein Nitan Lamakavi Vimo, Umay Chumra, Shekein Ukash, etc. So Afilu Hachi, Poshet Yadobi Ikar Adif. So they say no, because really, someone, and it's true, and this is what I said before, which is, Makevi Bimo is like Pogab Faramakom, but if you're Pashat Yadobi Ikar, straight to God, you know, you're Kofar Bikar, that's worse than someone who's Pogab in his parents, which is like being Pogab in God, to God. Okay. That's all good. We did this whole complicated malach. Now we have to do the same thing for Rabbi Shimon, who has a different order. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, I'm sorry, I got to a little bit of the charts. I wish I had charted all of it out. But anyway, you can follow without the charts. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sreifa Chamura Miskila, Shekein Nitna Labak Kohen Shezinta. It's not going to be too complicated because we're doing the same stuff, just, you know, a little different. So Sreifa is more Chamur from Skila because it was given to the Bak Kohen Shezinta. My Chumra Shekein Mechalelet Et Aviyah. So Adrabah, why don't we say the opposite? Skila chamura, shekein nitna lemegadei pe'oved avodat kochavim, which is what we actually, Tanakama said, right? This is more severe. U'may chumra shekein poshet yado bi'ikar. So what do they say? Rabbi Shimon l'ta'ame. Rabbi Shimon goes l'shitato, that we're going to see after. Damar, achat arusa ve'achat nesua yatza l'srefa. This is what I said before, that this is, it's a little like, which came first, the chicken or the egg, but they're saying since he holds that, so it's obvious what he holds, which is that the Bat Kohen gets Sreifa, whether she's Arusa or whether she's Nesua. This is the last chart on the page. And if she gets Sreifa when she's Arusa, which is obviously more Chamor than a regular person, and a regular person gets Skila when she's Arusa. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we're going to assume that Sreifa is more Chamor. So let's read it again inside. Tamar Achat Arusa Vechat Nesua Yatza L'Sreifa. When the Torah said, Ubat Ish Kohen Ki Techel Izneo Deraviyei Mechalelet Ba'ish Tisareif, that's referring to both an engaged and a married. And midaavke rachmana larusaba kohen michlal arusaba Israel miskila l'sreifa. And since she's different from the regular arusa who gets skila, we're going to assume shmamina sreifa is chamura. Okay, next one. Sreifa chamura michenek. It's going to be more obvious. Shekein nitna leba kohen shezinta. Right, the ba kohen, instead of getting chenek, she gets sreifa. So obviously sreifa is chamura. Umay chumra kida amaran. But now they say, Adrabah, why don't you say the opposite, which is, the chenek is chamor. Why? Shekein nitan lemakav vivimo. Umay chumra shekein ukash kvodan lechvod amakom. So again, what are they going to answer? Midaav kerachmana lenesua bakoim, michlal nesua ba Israel, michenek lesreifa, shmamina sreifa chamura. Right, since the married nesua, instead of getting chenek, is going to get sreifa, then it's clear that it's more chamor, and you can't try to suggest otherwise. Sreifa chamura misayif, shekein nitna leba kohen shezinta. Again, sreifa is more chamur from sayif. Why? Because it was given to the ba kohen. Umay chumra, and what's the chumra? By the way, you notice the order is different here. Here he goes from sreifa to chenek. Why is that? Because his order is, remember, sreifa, skila, chenek, and sayif, right? His order is different than the other order. So he's going to go straight for the skila, then straight for the chenek, then straight for the sayif. So, okay, umay chomer kedamaran. So adrabah, sayif should be more chamor, shekein nitan lan sheir nidacha. By the end of today, you can probably recite this all by heart, okay? Umay chomer, and what's the chomer of lan sheir nidacha? Shekein mamonam aved. So now they say again, why do we know that sreifa is not, that Sayif is not more chamor because v'chi eze koach merubeh, koach hamediach, or koach hanidach, which is more severe, the one who turns them away or the ones who actually worship? Heve omer koach hamediach. I was wondering, by the way, if anyone could suggest otherwise. You know, is the Maisid, the assumption is the Maisid is worse. In the Torah also the Maisid is worse because it says, lo tachmov lo tachasela, right? There's no pity for this person. But maybe one can make an argument that to actually do it is worse than the one who actually, you know, pushed you to do it, incited you to do it.
Might have been doing it themselves, so you're just following someone.
Right. But like Yigal Amir, right? If you want to talk about incitement, And so he's the one who ended up in jail, and people were responsible, but he was the most responsible because he actually did the act.
Yeah.
But there was an issue with the incitement. But there, the, you know, I wonder, in other words, in our modern thinking, does incitement considered, I don't know enough about the legal issues, but is incitement considered as severe as actually doing it? Usually we say you actually do it, and it's interesting because also halacha is always all about the ma'aseh, and there's no real ma'aseh and incitement, but yet the halacha views the inciter as being worse, which is interesting.
Also,
right? Even though
it feels like there's some sort of parallel there, that they were the ones who started the whole trend of people
of inciting.
Of inciting.
Uh-huh. But were they responsible for inciting? They were responsible for actually attacking us.
But they then, I mean, right, that they were the first ones who challenged the authority of
right.
God.
But they did a maaseh.
They
didn't.
Did also,
right. They attacked us. So, anyway, it's interesting in terms of what goes on nowadays about hate speech and incitement, which is a very big issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here it's looked at in the Torah as very, very severe.
The assumption here is, since it's in the context of Ilan Idaha, that it was inciting a whole bunch of people. Like, it's not one inciter versus one actor, but he was inciting a whole city to do.
That's the same thing.
Except that the Maisid in Halacha also,
yeah.
I think if I recall, he gets skila, the Maisid, and it says, lo tachmo v'lo tachaseh. They give such significance to him. I wonder, I guess we'll get to this. I don't remember in the Gemara, but I guess the Maseed is, am I right that he gets skill? I have to remember. Yeah, Maseed and the Chashech. Yeah. So maybe the Gemara will discuss, like, how you become a Maseed, what it takes to become convicted as a Maseed. Anyway, it's a very important sugya in terms of that. So, Havei Omer, Koch HaMediach. Right, so obviously, according to the Gemara, those who incite are worse. Bekal v'chomer. Uma chenek shechamor misayif. Since chenek is more chamor from sayif, so streifa chamura mimenu. Right, and therefore, if chenek is more chamor than sayif, and streifa is more chamor than sayif, so sayif hakal lo kol shekein. Second, I lost the flow here. So again, we're trying to prove. I just got off track. Let's go back. We're trying to prove that streifa is chamura misayif. So then what do we say? Right. Koch ha-mediach. What does the mediach get? The mediach gets skila, we said. Didn't we say he gets skila? Did Tanya, where was it before? 1 second. Sorry, I have to find it from before. It said it explicitly. No, but skila. They get skila. So what's worse, right? The mediach, because he gets skila. The kal v'chomer, and then, so how does it, so ma chenek shechamor misayif, so where are we getting to, so the chenek is, we already know the chenek is more chamor than sayif, because that's his order. So sreifa chamura mimenu, and sreifa is more chamor than that, so sayif hakal lo koshkin. I've lost the flow here, where this is going, 1 second. Right. In other words, it's interesting. Ah, he must disagree. He must say that that's why the mediach, according to him, is bechenek. Right. He obviously disagrees with the brayta we saw before. So he says that the mediach is bechenek, and therefore chenek is going to be more chamor than sayif because the mediach is more chamor. That's what he's saying. And since we know that streifa is more chamor, right? So sayif hakal lo kol shekein. Okay, so therefore, streif is going to be more chamor. So then they say, skila chamura michenek. So now, okay, so we finished with streifa. Streif is now more chamor than all of them. That's right, you see, because if streif is more chamor, if chenek is more chamor than saif, and streif is more chamor than chenek, which we already proved, so streif is obviously more chamor than saif. That's what we just did. Okay, skila, I told you, it's a little complicated, but.
I'll stop.
Skila chamura michenek. Okay, stoning is more severe than strangulation. Shekein nitzna lemegadef loved avodat kochavim. Right, we're now on the second tier here. So it's more chamor because those who go against umay chumra kedamaran, right? Pashat yedobika. Adraba, why do we say chenig is chamor? Shekein nitzna lemakavivimo umay chumra shekein ukash, right? Lechvod kvod horim to kvod hamakom. So again, mida afke rachmana la rusa ba Yisrael michal nesua ba Yisrael michenek leskila. Remember, this is the obvious. The nesua ba Yisrael gets chenek, and the more severe is the ba kohen that gets sreifa, that the Arusa Ba Yisrael gets Skila, and she doesn't get Chenek. So from there, it's obvious that Skila is more chamor from Chenek. Okay? So therefore, right, from chenek l'skila, so therefore, shema mina skila chamura. I just wanted to be clear. What they're doing here is each time they're comparing different parts of this equation, because there's all sorts of differences between the arusa and the nisua, whether it's the Bat Yisrael, the Bat Kohen, compared to each other, compared within each other, right? So there's all different things here. So right now, we're focusing on the arusa versus the nisua of the Bat Yisrael. We're not even talking about the Kohen, we're not talking about Strefa. We're trying to say Skila is more chamor from Chenek, and that's very simply because if you're married, you're going to get Chenek. If you're engaged, you're going to get Skila. And again, based on the assumption the Arusa is more chamor, so Skila is obviously more chamor than Chenek. Skila chamura, shmamina Skila chamura. Skila chamura misayif, shakein itna lemegadeif v'chulei. They don't even bother telling you the whole rest of it, right? They just say, you know it already. So then they say, Adraba. So now again, how are we going to prove that Saif is less chamor than Skila? Right, which is the Koach HaMidiach, which is already more chamor from Saif, which we proved before. So Skila chamura mimenu, and Skila is more chamor from Chenek. So Saif HaKal lo kol shekein. Right, so obviously Saif is going to be more kal than Skila. And now, I said we proved it. We didn't really prove it yet. How do we know that Chenek is more chamor than Saif? Chenek chamor mi Saif? Shekein nitan lemakeh vivimo. Umay chumra kidamaran. So now they say, Adrabah, Saif should be chamor shekein nitan l'anshe irani dachat. In other words, you're comparing. The irani dachat sounds even worse than makeh vivimo because they all worship the Avodah Zarah. Umay chumra shekein mamonam nabed. And their rechush all gets destroyed. Amarta v'chi eze koch murubek koch hamidiach or koch hanidach. But wait, we have a better way to prove that chenek is going to be more chamor from saif, because again, according to Rabbi Shimon, the mediach gets chenek, right? This can't be Tanakama's proof because he doesn't think that. He thinks the mediach gets skila. But in this version of Rabbi Shimon, so koch hamidiach is obviously worse. Heveomer koch hamidiach v'tanya, here's his braita. Rabbi Shimon Omer b'chenek. Okay, and since he says it's b'chenek, so obviously he thinks chenek is more chamor than saif, because the midiach is worse than the nidach. Okay, we've done with our order here. Now we're going to say margale b'puma de Rabbi Yochanan. There was a halacha taught in the name, like a pearl that came out of the mouth of Rabbi Yochanan. Nara morasa ba kohen shezinta b'skila. Rabbi Shimon Omer b'sreifa. Okay, so here's the machloket that was underlying their whole arguing before, which is the Nara Murasa, who's a Bat Kohen, gets Skila, and Rabbi Shimon says she gets Sreifa, right? She has the same din whether she's Arusa or Nesua. Zinta me'avia b'skila, Rabbi Shimon omer b'sreifa. If she slept with her father, okay, himself, she gets Skila, and Rabbi Shimon says she gets Sreifa. My kamash malan. So what is this coming to teach you? L'Rabbanan nisua yatsa l'sreifa v'lo arusa. L'Rabbi Shimon achat arusa achat nisua yatsa l'sreifa. Right, so this is all just telling us things we know, which is that according to Rabbanan, the nisua will get sreifa, but the arusa is the same halacha as a regular nara murasa and gets skila. Right, so she's not yatsa, right? She's not different. Yatsa always means yatsa min aklal. Right, that she's different from the regular, and according to Rabbi Shimon, they both get Sreifa. V'tam amai, what's their reason? This is all, that's why I said it's a little bit circular, which came first. What's their reasoning? To the Rabbanan Skila Chamura, and the Rabbi Shimon Sreifa Chamura. Right, so that's what, right, the difference is, what motivated their saying that? Because if you view Skila as more Chamura, so you're not going to give the Bat Kohen a less severe punishment. So what's interesting here is, it's kind of all circular reasoning, because we use that reasoning to prove that one is more chamor than the other. But here they're saying that that's why they held that way, because they thought that one was more chamor than the other. Which, in a sense, is a little bothersome. On the other hand, like we said, often when they try to derive things, it's that they knew it to begin with, and they're just trying to connect it to ways to remember it, etc. The Rabbi Nafkamina. So here we have what we talked about before. What's the Nafkamina? L'mishnah mitchayev shtei mitot beitin nidon b'chamura. Okay, if you have shtei mitot beitin, then you're going to get the more severe one. My Rabbi Shimon, Ditanya, Rabbi Shimon omer shnei klalot nemru bebat kohen. Bebat kohen, shnei klalot nemru bebat kohen. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon said there's these two. One second. Shnei klalot, right achab nesua. There's two halachot, like two different psukim, what they really mean by here. Shtei klalot. There's two psukim written by a bat kohen. Okay? Which means that bebat kohen, bebat kohen, there's two psukim. Why? According to Rabbi Shimon, one second, Achab Rabusav Achab Nesua, look at Rashi, Kishakalala Katu Be'eshet Ish, Mot Yumatanoe Pano Echet, Af Bat Kohen Mashma Bechenek, Ukishotzi Arusav Leskila, Af Bat Kohen B'mashma. That's the second klal. So one second. Right, so he says the Bat Kohen is, there's one pasuk about Mot Yumatanoe Pano Echet, which is everybody, which includes the Bat Kohen. But then, when it talked about the Arusah for Skila, it also included the Bat Kohen. So now they say, Bebat Kohen, Velo Bebat Yisrael. What do you mean? There's also two psukim by the Bat Yisrael, because there's the Nisuah, and there's the Arusah. So now they say, Ema Af Bebat Kohen. You should say, it means even Bebat Kohen, there's two psukim. Votzia Katuv Nisuah, Michlal Nisuah, V'Arusah, Michlal Arusah. Masho Tzia Katuv Nisuah, Michlal Nisuah, Lahachmir. Right, just like it took the Nisuah out. In other words, then she was kind of part of those two psukim, and then came the pasuk to say, but a bat ish kohen shezinta is different, both in that and both in that, right? Where he views her as getting sreifa for both cases. Umash shotzia katuv Nisuah michal Nisuah lahachmir, af shotzia katuv arusah michal arusah lahachmir. That's his approach, right? That she was taken out from both psukim. Right? No, and what his proof really is the pasuk never says anything about her being married. Mm-hmm. So it obviously means any bat kohen, and she was taken in, and she was part of the klal, but then taken out of the klal. To say that her halacha is different in both cases. V'zomemei nesuah bat kohen, bichlal zomemei nesuah by Yisrael. V'zomemei arusah bat kohen, bichlal zomemei arusah by Yisrael. This is something we made reference to another time, and we're going to see further, which is the zomemim of a bat kohen. Someone testifies against a bat kohen that she slept with somebody else. Now remember, they're testifying both about the bat kohen and about the person who she slept with. Now the person she slept with gets chenek, and she gets sreifa. So now, according to Rabbi Shimon, even though the arusah and the nesuah would both get sreifa, the woman, when it comes to the zomemim of either the arusah or the nesuah, the zomemim, if they lied about her, and they usually get the punishment that they were tried to do to someone else, and you would think we judge them by the more chamor, because now they're chayav both chenek and sreifa because of him and her. But because of a drasha in the pasuk, kasher zamam, what's their punishment? La so lo. So they say lo velo la. So when there's a difference in punishment between a man and a woman, like in this is the classic case, so they're going to get chenek. And not, and that's why they say they're bichlal zomemei arusah by Yisrael, which is a weird way to say it, because they're not really bichlal. What they're saying is it goes back to chenek, like a classic case. But it's a weird way of referencing it, because it's as if they get the zomemim punishment they would have gotten if she was a bat Yisrael. But it's not really. It's because they're testifying against the man, and it's lo velo the zaro. But maybe, in fact, maybe there's good proof that there were two versions of how to do this. Now, there's always a problem with an Eid Zomem, for example, in this case. An Eid Zomem who tries to disgrace someone, right? Or try, like the other classic case is the beginning of Makot, where an Eid Zomem comes and knocks out, you know, says about a Kohen, he's a Ben Grushar or Ben Chalutza. Now, what's the punishment? Kasher Zamam. What, we can't turn a regular guy into a Ben Grushar or a Ben Chalutza if he's not a Kohen. So they get Makot instead, okay? That's how Masechet Makot starts. And Sanhedrin ends with the Zomemei Bat Kohen Uboala, because it ends with the Nechnakim. And the Nechnakim, one of the Nechnakim, were the Zomemei Bat Kohen Uboala. So these are all exceptional cases. And maybe there's two approaches. One is to say it's Lo Velo Lazaro, Lo Velo La. Lo Velo Lazaro is the one on Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, right? That it's him and not his children. To be called a Ben Grusha means that you're affecting someone's children, right? Not the person himself, because the halal is the children, not the Kohen himself. So that's another reason. But maybe this approach is saying that you can't get the punishment that you tried to do to Bakalein because she's in a unique place in society, just like the Ben Grusha. And you can't get that Avera on yourself if you're not a Bak Kohen. It's something that's unique to something kahuna related. And if you're a random person, that's not relevant to you. So he gets the Zomimei Bat Yisrael, right? He gets what he tried to do is if she was just a regular person. The fact that she was a Bat Kohen is not relevant when he lied about her. Even though she would have gotten a more severe punishment, you can't really tape that punishment onto him because he's not a Bat Kohen, right? And it's not a disgrace to his family. So it could be that there's two approaches there and that this is sort of on that line, and the other one that we're going to see later is more just a drasha from the Pasuk. We'll end here.